Now, coming into this practice with a focus on forgiving ourselves, let's take a little bit of time to really feel the strength of our bodies. Possibly a little bit of imagery as we did before, a sense of a strongly rooted tree or a mountain, whatever works for you. And really grounding yourself in the body, feeling your feet and legs, your bottom in the chair or cushion bench, or as you're standing, feeling the strength of your torso, perhaps rolling your shoulders up, back, and down as we did before, flattening shoulder blades to the back, and creating a little lift through the chest so that we've got a nice strong back to face things, and yet a lifted, uplifted, open heart so that we can open our hearts to ourselves. As we go through this practice, a few little pointers here. So just feel body sitting and being breathed as I say a few opening words. So a few points about what we'll go through here today. We will use the RAIN acronym with the G in front of it for grounding. So we'll use that all the way through. Grounding, recognizing, allowing, investigating. And then the N we're going to use two ways. In one way, it will be to nurture with self-compassion. And in another way, it will be to understand nature, the web of causes and conditions. And then we'll also use the N of RAIN again to nurture, to protect ourselves. Your workbook will talk about some key steps to forgiveness, some that we've talked about already, that we have to actually first open to the hurt that we've experienced to ourselves or caused to others. To forgive ourselves, we do have to open that we've hurt ourselves, or that we've hurt another. We may need to open to guilt or shame. Very challenging work. To forgive others that we were hurt. Remembering too, as we talked about, that forgiveness doesn't mean that we're accepting bad behavior or resuming a relationship that's caused us harm. We do need to protect ourselves. And yet, we will start to try to understand the harm we've experienced, how it so often feels personal and intentional, and how we forget that it's the product of a universe of interacting causes and conditions. So we'll be opening to the pain, giving ourselves self-compassion, reminding ourselves of the wisdom of interconnected causes and conditions. We'll experiment with the intention to forgive, and experiment with taking responsibility to protect ourselves. And we'll use the RAIN grain practice as we go through this. So as you sit, feeling breath and body in a nice strong way, give yourself some soothing touch wherever you like to do this. as a gesture of support for yourself, of self-kindness. And using that gesture at any point in the practice. And just take a few moments to really ground in breath and body some more. Let that soothing touch remind us of our intentions to open our hearts to our own well-being. Perhaps even having a sense of ourselves as a young child as we go through this. Perhaps invoking a compassionate friend as we go through the practice. And now allow yourself to connect to some aspect of yourself that has felt unforgivable. But don't take on anything that feels too strong. Like a 3 out of 10 in intensity is about as high as I would go. So it could be some particular kind of habit or emotional habit. Maybe you get caught in anger pretty readily. Or fear. Perhaps judging others, being controlling. Some kind of mental obsession or addiction. And you might care to have a sense that it's not only affecting you, it might have affected someone else, and there may be a particular event that comes to mind. You know, for example, when you blew your top with someone. But again, don't let it be too big. Give yourself a chance to practice here. And now you probably are already doing this. Make sure you're very grounded, but you're already recognizing and allowing this difficult event or habit, behavior. You're letting it in, you're recognizing it, you're allowing, yeah, this is true. This is true. Keeping the story alive with it for a little longer, you might want to take a few moments to consider, with the focus on a particular event helps here, to consider with an event in mind how this may have impacted you or impacted another person. And see if you can let in any remorse. This takes courage. So keep that tree, that mountain alive in the body. And naming any emotions as they show. And feeling them through the body. Remember, name it, tame it. Oh, this is shame. Ah, this is embarrassment. Oh, this is fear. This is remorse. Can you also feel it through the body? Feel it to heal it. Can you go a little deeper and see, was there some unmet need happening here in this situation that wasn't being met? There might have been several unmet needs that you were trying to satisfy, trying to soothe. For example, if you've been judging others, were you feeling fearful yourself? If you wounded another, did you act out of your own hurt and insecurity? Perhaps out of a need to feel powerful or safe? Can you look at yourself and your vulnerability in this as if through the eyes of an understanding and loving friend, a compassionate friend? And so now we'll move into the next step. We've been recognizing, allowing, and investigating, feeling through the body, grounding all the way through. Let's engage in nurturing ourselves, that end of rain. So self-compassion here. So again, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Can you tap into how this is suffering? Mindfully aware. Yeah. I screwed up towards myself or another. And this is suffering. This is painful. Can you mindfully acknowledge that? Can you remember, as in the stand-up if exercise, we are all perfectly imperfect. That this is all part of being a human being, to make mistakes. And really now giving ourselves that self-kindness, the soothing touch. Really feel your own warm embrace, as if the kindness is flowing through your hands into your body and heart. And feel free to fake it till you make it here. It's okay if you don't feel too much. And offer yourself some kind words, even if there's resistance. May I be kind to myself with this. May I accept myself as I am. Maybe the compassionate friend offers it to you. Taking care of these fears, the unmet needs. May I take care of myself in this? May I be kind to myself. Now, for some, you may stay at this point of nurturing. But for others, you may go a little further to try to engage some wisdom. And so this is the end of rain that is nature, or naturally this happened, or this behavior, or this emotion frequently happens. See see if you're ready to bring a little understanding to what led to your mistake. Understanding doesn't mean we dismiss. We can understand and forgive and be kind. So see if you can take a moment to consider, were there any environmental factors impacting you at the time? For example, were you under a lot of stress? Were you ill? Were you tired? Or were possibly some parts of your personality really triggered, like old buttons pushed, core beliefs? The unmet needs? Were there perhaps even cultural tendencies from how you were treated as a child, your upbringing coming into play here, or how others had treated you recently, some injustice? We may sometimes get a sense of the multitude of causes and conditions, but sometimes we don't. But we can simply know that they are there. This helps us to remember that we're not always in control, that we don't have complete control over what we do and say. Sometimes, too, we make a mistake but we were just trying to live our lives and there were unfortunate consequences. Someone got hurt. And so if you feel that you could, see if you can bring intention to forgive now. So trying on a phrase such as, may I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused this pain. If you invoke your own wounded child here, it might help you, or the compassionate friend. Repeating the phrase over and over again. May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, that has caused this pain. And again, may I begin to forgive myself. Or may I one day begin to forgive myself for this, wittingly or unwittingly, that I've done, that's caused this pain. And then if you feel ready to go to the last step, can you try on resolving to protect, to take responsibility, to protect yourself if you've been hurting yourself, or if it's towards another? Can you resolve not to hurt yourself or another in this manner again, at least to the best of your ability. And you can try a little phrase with this, or it might be something more specific. May I take care of myself? May I protect myself? Or may I take care in relationships? Experiment with that. May I protect myself? May I take care in relationships? And then letting the phrases be as they are, and just feeling the body sitting and being breathed, invoking the strength of the tree or the mountain. This is from, I believe, Swami Kripalu, this quote. Break your heart no longer. Each time you judge yourself, you break your own heart. You stop feeding on the love, which is the wellspring of your vitality. The time has come, your time, to see, to celebrate, to live, to trust the goodness that you are. Do not fight. Stop the war and let go. And breathe into the goodness that you are.